I'm standing at the entrance to Glacier Park in West Glacier. The roads are blocked off with orange and white striped blockades. The building at the entrance has all the windows are shuttered. There's a handwritten sign in one window that says, "Sorry, park is closed due to government shutdown until further notice."
We come from Virginia. We were here about 7 years ago.
Ken Gilman says he and his wife, Jeannie, try to visit national parks every year.
We've been down to Grand Canyon this year, and both South and North Rim, then went to Zion National Park, and then went to Bryce Canyon. What a fantastic place that is.
Gilman met up with his sister, Kathy Heaney, and her husband, Art, from Southern California, who came to visit Glacier for the first time. Heaney says they rented a cabin in neighboring Columbia Falls, intending to spend the next several days exploring the park in the fall.
It's cooler, the kids are back in school, and it's just a nice time to get out of town and visit some of the national parks. Like I said, last year we went to Yellowstone, and a couple years before that we went to Yosemite, but we thought we would venture up into Montana.
Do you think that you'll come back?
I would love to someday, but I think I'll make sure that there's a budget in Washington, D.C. before I plan to come back.
Luis Bridou traveled from the north of France via Spokane to hike and possibly do some backcountry camping in Glacier Park.
It's our first time in the U.S. We come from France, so yeah, I think it's going to be the last.
Glacier Park counts on between 50 and 60,000 visitors on average coming to the park in October. Public Affairs Officer Denise German with the park says would-be visitors have had a lot of confusion about what it means for the park to be closed.
That the park is closed to visitors right now. It's closed to all recreational use. Any visitors that are in the park at this time will be asked to leave. Anybody that's camping or lodging in national parks across the country are allowed 48 hours to vacate and to find new area for camping or lodging.
This means no hiking, no biking, no driving along the open portions of the Going to the Sun Road. German says Glacier Park has 135 year-round employees. They bring on more for the busy summer season, and this fall have about double that. She says of about 250 employees, only about 25 are staying.
And for the most part, that includes law enforcement folks, emergency personnel, firefighting folks, folks that work with our utilities, like our water systems. So a variety of folks to help maintain the park in a closed nature.
People who are staying are still on furlough and non-pay status right now.
I don't think there's ever a good time for employees to go on furlough in a non-pay status. I don't think there's ever a good time to tell your visitors, you know, we're closed today and you can't come in, type of thing. And then as far as getting work done, you know, moving forward on contracts and closing some facilities for the season, it's hard. It's very challenging.
German says construction of the Going to the Sun Road is continuing as the weather allows. While I've been standing here at the entrance to Glacier Park, I've seen numerous cars pull up, see the sign, turn around, drive off with license plates from Oregon, California, Texas, Illinois, Wyoming, South Dakota, Washington, as well as Montana plates. German says they're shut down, so they will not be updating the website or social media. She says to keep an eye on the news and what happens with budget talks back in Washington. Reporting from Glacier Park, I'm Katrin Frye.